This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir, we're back at you once again, all things covered. Patrick Peterson, PT. Ryan McFadden. Y'all see Pat P on YouTube right there. Look at the city behind him. Outstanding city. Yes, he is in Pittsburgh taking care of business. No question. Beautiful skyline right behind our very own Pat P, man. Another action-packed show for all you listeners and viewers. This is a fan-driven show, Pat P, because we've been getting so many quality comments from our listeners and our viewers asking questions. So we decided to do an All Things Covered mailbag show. This is the show for our fans. We broadcast it on Twitter. We would like to get as many questions as possible. The same can be said on podcasts. And yes, we got a lot of questions. So on this show, we will be answering your questions in our mailbag, which consists of Steeler questions and general questions about our career. And we will give every individual who sent us a question and the question that we answer for that individual, we will give them a shout out as well. So make sure you stay tuned because this will be a very, very entertaining show. But before we get to our show, you guys know what time it is. If you're really, really liking what we're doing, like and subscribe. Drop your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Also, drop us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And like I say every week, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Appreciate it. The very first question that we were able to basically raffle off, right, comes from the individual known as Monfogle Sports. Monfogle Sports. Hopefully I said it.
Man, you butchered people's name, man.
Monfogle Sports. And this question is for my very own Pat P. How has OTAs been, Pat P?
First of all, I want to address an issue. Well, I was in Lululemon last week, right?
Yep.
Stopping around, trying to give me some just some shorts because the weather kind of changed here when I came last week. It got a little hot because I had all my Lululemon sweat, so I needed to change my attire. Mm-hmm. So I go into Lululemon. I'm shopping. Boom, 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 boom. I get my pants. Get what I needed to get. And a fan walked up to me. I cannot remember his name, but he's like, "Hey, you know, I'm a big fan of All Things Covered. Happy that you're here in Pittsburgh. But why we never see you with All Things Covered paraphernalia?" I was like, I said, "Man, P2 never on dry land, man. I'm always moving around. But you got my face."
That was the so get, and you have the gear, but as you mentioned, you're moving around. So when you go back to the whole front, make sure you travel.
Yes.
Well, at least the ball cap with a shirt. That's only right. Good.
No
shout out to the fan who called P2 out in Lululemon, by the way. Shout out to the fan. I love it.
Yeah, but back to the original question for you said Mofo who?
Monfogle Sports. Monfogle Sports.
Monfogle Sports. OTA's been going great, man. I've been loving everything about OTAs. Here's why. You know, all the other OTAs I've been around, it's just been, you know, now I won't necessarily say lackadaisical or, you know, guys just going through the motion. But like OTAs feel like mini camp. I feel like training camp. Like guys are, you know, competing and But at the end of the day, that's what you want to be able to try to mold and you know, try to have your team prepared for when that moment arrives. Like, these are the moments that you're gearing up for right now. We can't be tiptoeing into getting in shape and getting into football shape and training camp. You know, now we're together, we have to take advantage of this opportunity. And I feel like, you know, that's been, you know, the biggest difference, you know, going into this OTA versus any other. And just hearing Coach Mike T give his speeches each and every morning, it feels like I'm gearing up for a game. You know what I mean? We just get ready for practice in May. You know what I mean? We just get, well, now we're in June.
Yeah.
You know, we just getting ready for a simple OTA practice. And just to feel that energy and feel that vibe is special, because every meeting he started off, you know, great morning. It's not a good morning, it's a great morning. And I can remember when Chris Boyd always asked me, he always asked me how I'm doing. I never said good. I'm like, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
He's like, man, why you never say you're doing good? Because, like, I'm doing great. That's a mindset. And what coach is doing is building a mindset and a mentality right now. And I love it, Matt. Hey, I love it.
Those are small
OTA's
nuggets.
Going great.
Yeah, those are small nuggets that might not seem to be big, but they're big because you're instilling a new culture.
Right.
Just from the simple intro of great morning. I like that. No, I like that. I like that. Shout out to Mo Fongo Sports for that first question. Oh yes. Oh, I forgot, Pat P. You talked about What's OTAs. Up? You guys will have a new face in OTAs, right? Marcus Ooh. Golden. Marcus
My
Golden.
Guy, Junkyard Dog.
Y'all coming to Junkyard Dog?
Hey, here's why he got the name of Junkyard Dog. I think he got the name Junk in his childhood career, if I'm not mistaken. But here's the reason why he got the Junkyard Dog name. When he was a rookie for us in 2015, that's when we made our run. We lost to the Carolina Panthers in the NFC Championship.
Yep.
Arizona. Due to Carson Palmer tearing a ligament in his trigger finger.
Yeah.
But anywho, we ain't gonna talk about that. But this guy was he was literally a freaking hound around a quarterback. Like, he was a pest for the quarterback. Mm-hmm. If you go back, he didn't have the sack numbers, but I believe he was top three in quarterback pressures. And for a secondary, that's huge for us, because if a defensive lineman or outside linebacker is getting there, harassing the quarterback time after time after time again, that's forcing in-error throws. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Eric can go back and pull this up. I believe we was top five in interceptions as well. So having a guy like that in the lineup, you know, in the rotation, that's going to do nothing but add more value to the secondary.
Oh, no question.
Because as a secondary player, that's what you want. You want the quarterback to be forcing those ill-advised throws, those errant throws, the tips and overthrows. You know, that's what you thrive off of being, you know, in the secondary. So I believe Marcus definitely adds another element, you know, to our pass rush, to the TJ and Highsmith, and with him coming around the edge now, you know, it's doing nothing but adding depth to a already high power edge rush.
You talk about a guy for the Cardinals. He played 7 years with the Cardinals, was able to give that organization 36 and a half sacks. He has a total of 47 sacks in his 9-year career. So this is a guy who had double-digit sacks, had 11 sacks in 2011. A down year, a year ago, only
2011. Yeah, I was
2021. My bad. 2021. He had 11 sacks in 2021. So that could be an unheralded like signing that no one is really talking about, but adding depth at the edge rushing position behind, as you mentioned, Highsmith and Watt. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Another nice move by Omar Khan, the Khan man.
And on top of this, Matt, his mentality is unmatched. Like, to be,
what do you mean by that?
Far as, like, he has that dog mentality, that competitive edge mentality. Like, nothing's going to hold him back mentality. And as a defense, that's what you want. That's
like
what you need to have to be able to take that next step. And now, you know, obviously, this is my first year being a part of the steel curtain history, that's what those guys brought to the table, intimidation. Those guys brought a big bat when it was time to walk out of the tunnel, wherever they was at. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys that added ammunition to this defense, and I'm excited to have him. And I remember having him in the building right before signing out, and Omar asked me, he was like, is he one of us? Is he one of the guys? Mm-hmm. I said, he's one of the guys, and if you got any problems out of him, I got him.
Oh, I love it. Well, heck, he's there. He's actually one of the guys right now. So we can't wait to see Marcus with the rest of you guys on the South Side. Next question is coming from @Aaron_Witt93. Anything P2 has noticed from the young guys so far in OTAs? Also, how are OTAs in Pittsburgh versus other teams you've been on in your career? So any young guys that have stood out so far?
Yep.
Who you got? Excuse me.
I mean, there's a bunch of young guys, in my opinion, that stood out so far. KZ, you know, he's not considered a young guy, but he's younger than me. You know what I mean?
So, heck, all of them are almost basically younger than you, Pat. So.
No doubt about it. So, you know, he's been a guy that's
I like
been,
KZ.
Who's running into somebody. Been, no doubt about it. Who's been raising the eyebrow. And I love his mentality as well.
Uh-huh.
I just, like I said, just being a part of this OTAs, it feel like I'm in training camp right now. Just the competition level, the back and forth, the woofing between the offense and defense. Like, I'm fun to know you from Florida. Like, that's what we thrive off of.
Yeah.
And being able to see that now, it literally feels like I'm in year 8 all over again. I feel like they're just bringing the youth out of me. But KZ is one of the guys. Joey Porter, he's a guy that's always in my hip pocket. We've been doing some great things, putting some great things on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Just excited to see his growth, you know, from week 1 to week 3 now. I mean, even seeing Kenny Pickett, you know, seeing him out there, you know, slinging a rock around, you know, just seeing his growth as well, seeing his understanding of the offense a little bit more. You know, I was very excited to see, you know, Najee in action. Just see, obviously, have an opportunity to play against him a couple of years ago, being with Minnesota, but seeing him in person is just seeing his explosiveness, seeing his, you know, his physical attributes and up close in person all the time. It's a wonderful thing, man. We got a special team, I got a name for you.
What about Calvin Austin, the receiver?
Yeah, I mean,
like, how's he looking? I know he was hurt last year, but
yeah, he from Memphis. Man, that joke was fast. I tell you that.
You done seen a lot of fast guys, so he must be rolling if you say it like that.
That joke was fast. I tell you this, Matt, they did not complete the ball, and I pulled one of my vet moves. The ref wouldn't have saw this for sure.
Uh-huh.
But it was the first play of last week, OTA. Maybe it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
First play of 7-on-7. Coach called a fire zone. He can't. First thing he said to me, he's like, I want to loot got dog it. We want to press.
Uh-huh.
He first play calls a fire zone. I said, got dog it. I gotta get on up there. And I ain't never seen Austin before.
Yeah, you don't know what he got.
Exactly. All I know is he's a little guy. He outside. Guy. So if he a little guy outside, he must got wheels.
No question.
But I never seen, you know, him in action. So boom, he make a little move. He get, you know, maybe get like a arm length ahead of me, but I end up going down, you know, giving my one of my tug and pulls to get me back in position, making the play. And coach come back and film it. Coach Grady Brown, he come back and film. He's like, man, we all owe Pat P an apology. We didn't tell him 19 had wheels like this.
Oh, 19 is special, Pat P. Just didn't get a chance to see it last year because of injuries. But, yeah.
Right.
He can go.
I said, you damn right. All y'all got dog on me. I deserve an apology from all of y'all because that's the number one rule, Matt. Yeah. You already know.
Yeah.
Who's the fastest guy in the receiver group come game plan? Huh?
No question. Gotta let it be known. Let it be known. So you know what you're dealing with, especially when you talk about the first rep of 707 when your blood ain't really flowing like that just yet. And I get a young fella who trying to get on the field, by the way.
Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you. I said, you dang on right. Y'all owe me an apology.
I'm glad to hear.
I'm 13, got a million miles on my tires. And y'all didn't tell me this man run a 4.2.
Man, I'm glad to hear that about Calvin, because fans are really hyped about his potential, adding to what we already have at the wide receiver core. Bunch of young guys, explosive, a very, very athletic guy. He might be one of the fastest on the team, if not the fastest.
Hey, might be. I'm on the crown of him right now. They ain't even have to press and bump around nobody else just yet.
Oh, man. Good as okay. Oh, by the way, the only person who's older than Pat P is Cam Hayward. He's the only one older than you. And
first
the youngest.
All, why did you have to bring that up? I already know that, Matt.
I'm just okay.
Matter of fact, I think the world know that too, because they call me old all the time. So it's not no secret, Matt. I don't think you need to bring that up.
But the goal is to get old. That's the goal. You want to get old in life. You want to get old in the NFL. That's the goal.
I will say that, Matt. I will say that.
So you're achieving that feat in regards to the NFL. But guess the youngest is Keanu Benton. Pat P, Keanu was 9 years old when you got drafted. Hey, when you see Keanu Benton, be like, bruh, you wasn't even double digits when he got drafted. When you got drafted, he was 9.
Hey, man, I got kids. I got kids older than his NFL career, man.
Man, no question. That man was 9 years old when they called your name to walk across the stage. Hey, but you still kicking. You still kicking.
Hey, I'm still kicking, Matt.
No question. Next question. Thank you, Aaron underscore wit 93, by the way. Next question is coming from at B-Wall. What's good, boys?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, at TJ Watt, not being at OTAs, big deal for the players and or coaches, or not really? I personally don't think it is. He'll come when he's ready, but player insight on what type of stuff is always intriguing. Thanks, guys. Hashtag here we go. So TJ Watt, now granted, TJ Watt has been in the building for OTAs, right? He hasn't been at every OTAs, but he has been there, right?
No doubt about it. He's definitely has been there. You know, for the most part, you know, every day. And at this time of the year, you know, guys have, you know, what TJ, what year is TJ in? I don't even know what TJ, year seven?
I want to say maybe seven.
So, TJ's in plus five. We'll say that.
He's plus five for sure.
He had things going on outside of ball that he may need to take care of. Because you got to understand, football, the guys who are guys, when we're in it, we're in it from July, hopefully to February. Mm-hmm. So that's a 7 to 8 month span. And you think about it, we only have from February to mid-May off. So that's only a 3 months, you know, 2.5 months time that we have off to spend time with our family. Because I know with me, and I know with TJ as well, as great as he is, like all of his time and dedication and his sacrifices is into the game for those 7 to 8 months.
Oh, no question.
That's what made him, I, and all the other guys who lasted long, who had great careers, that's what made them great. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, with him having a defensive MVP under his belt, with him establishing himself as, you know, a known name in the league, I feel like, especially with him being in this system for the last, 7 years. I feel like there's no need, because at the end of the day, he's not going to be out there giving you. We got, on average, 10, 15, 25 snaps. TJ's probably going to be in there 3 to 5, 3 to 6.
If that, because it's about young guys. You know what 90 going to give you.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, we don't need to see 90 out there like that right now.
Right. So, exactly. So to me, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big
deal. I feel like the quarterback is probably the main position that needs to be there to get the timing down.
And he's young. Yeah.
To get the timing down with his receivers.
Yeah.
Understand the windows he can take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding those type of things, I think that's important for the quarterback, because TJ, at the end of the day, he's lining up and beating the guy across from him. And he's shown that he can do that at a high level, time in, year in, and year out.
But also at B-Wall, he has been there. It's not like he hasn't been in attendance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
he definitely
that's
has
the first,
been there.
Yeah, he's
I've
been
seen
there.
Him. I've seen him today. I've seen him last week. It's maybe been, you know, 1 or 2 days he maybe missed out a week. But he's there and he's engaged. And we're happy to have him in attendance when he is there, for sure.
Facts. Thank you at B-Wall for that question. Next question is coming from Jennifer Presser.
Oh, we got Jennifer. We got a lady in the building.
We got a lady. Shouts out to all the women who love watching our show or listening to us on their podcast platform. We appreciate you, and we love getting female questions in regards to our Steelers and football in general.
Hey, this is interesting, Matt. Let's see what
Jennifer. Miss Jennifer says, what week or game will T.J. Watt break James Harrison's sack record and become the Steelers' all-time leading sack guy? All right, so Watt is currently three away. He needs 3.5 to break James Harrison's record of 80.5. So 3 would tie it. 3.5 would break it. What week?
Viva Las Vegas.
So you're saying he breaks it. He breaks it week 3 against the Raiders is what Pat P is saying.
And that's a primetime game.
Primetime game. So that means he needs to have, well, either he can have a sack a week leading up to that game none and have 4, 3.5 against Vegas.
It doesn't even matter. Averaging 17 every year he's
it's safe to say week 3, especially if he's healthy, Pat P, week
that's
3
what
he
I'm
probably have
tell you.
At the bare minimum 3 sacks and maybe 2.5.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Now, get this, though. Cam Hayward is also, he's at 78.5. So both
Cam
guys can actually surpass James Harrison this particular year, which would be good. So let me do this then, Pappy. Let's do this for our fans that are watching.
Yep.
Comment into our section. What week or game will TJ Watt break James Harrison's sack record? And we'll throw this caveat into the equation as well. When will Cam Hayward surpass James Harrison as well at 80.5? Like I said, Cam Hayward is at 78.5. Mm-hmm. TJ averages
9.9. That's basically a sack a game
in his career.
That's basically a sack a game. But I'm going to go back to this to put my prediction. I'm going to go week 3 for TJ and week 7
for Cam. To surpass. I like it. That's a realistic option. Thank you, Jennifer, for that awesome question. We appreciate it. And like I said, chime in our comment section. What week or game do you think TJ Watt will break James Harrison's sack record? And where will Cam Hayward surpass James Harrison's record of 80.5 right now? Cam is at 78.5, and TJ needs 3.5 to break James Harrison's sack record. All right. Next question is coming from Urich Diggs. Both of you guys have been on various teams. I've heard some players say this team just feels different, special, like a winner. Have either of you felt that way before? And if so, when? I've never played beyond high school, but this Steeler team feels special as a fan. Thanks and God bless. Thank you from Urich Diggs. So, Pat P, you played on 3 teams in your career. I played on 2. Has there ever been a moment, maybe in OTAs, training camp, some point during the season when you like, yo, this team feels special?
I'm telling you, just the competitive edge.
So you're experiencing that right now?
Yeah, I would say just right now, but there's another instance I was going to say when I knew it was special as well. But this guy came from Pittsburgh, 2015, Bruce Arians. He had that same kind of mentality. He said, I'd rather say whoa
than sick him. No question. That's what we say. I'd rather say whoa than sick him.
So he had that same mentality. That's why also I love Coach Arians the most, because he knew how to push buttons, man. Like, he knew how to get the best out of, as he called it, his five-star players. No matter who
that's
you are.
That's Mike T. Mike T, you should tell us that. In a five-star matchup, I need my five-star players to lead the way.
And I'm telling you, he knew how to push the button of his five-star players. And that's why I grew so much to love Coach Arians, because he didn't care who you was. He just told her how I was.
Yeah.
Is he was going to take it or you? Is he going to take it or you wasn't?
Facts.
You know
Facts.
What I mean? So those are the two instances where I felt like I knew that this team was going to be special.
Special.
Being here, you know, in Pittsburgh in the 2023 season, my 13th season, it has that same feel, because going into those morning meetings, it feels like we're about the game plan. Like, seriously, Matt, like when Coach Tomlin walk into that meeting room, it's good morning, fellas. Then on this
great morning, great morning.
I'm sorry, great morning, fellas. And that's even on his bulletin, you know, on his slideshow, great morning. And he does something funny, you know, in there, and asks, you know, when did you decide, he'll call on the play, when did you decide that today was going to be a great day? You know, that person say whatever he got to say, then he'll go on into his spiel and give us the why we need to attack today. Mm. And when he, and after he give his, you know, his spiel or what, I'm like, God damn it, I'm freaking ready to roll.
Hey, I told you, man, that man is the ultimate motivator, bro. He is the ultimate motivator.
I'm telling you, like I said, Matt, we're in May.
Man, you in May. Them things haven't really started flying around for real just yet.
Right.
So you talk about on the football field. So just imagine when you get the first week of the season, opening week. Oh, man, come on, man. Tom, they're going to have you rocking and rolling.
And I'm writing I'm writing down all the Tomlinisms.
Please do.
I'm writing them all down, man.
Please do. Please do. Urich Diggs, for me, I'll go back to my fourth year with the Steelers, which was 2008. We already won a championship 3 years prior. And I knew that team was different. I think we felt that way in training camp in Latrobe. And the reason why I felt that team was different than the 07 or the 06 team was because, number one, the level of competition was heightened. Number two, we had depth everywhere. I mean, the backfield, offensive line, D-line, wide receivers, DBs, we were loaded with talent and we were deep in every aspect of our team. But it was just so much of competition going on. And guys were flying around having fun every day. Was an opportunity to get better. Every day was an opportunity to show high level work on film. And we were just competing. In that particular year, we had the hardest schedule in the National Football League. Most people picked us to finish, best case scenario, third in our division. Some people had us to finish fourth. And we all just utilized that as more fuel to the fire. And by the time we got into the season, the first game of the season, which was against Houston, man, we put up 30 plus on them easily. And we just found unique ways to win, and our defense just was phenomenal. So that was the building block for us, is when I realized, like, training camp, well, we're going to be hell. We just stay healthy, and we were able to stay healthy for the most part. You know, we had injuries, but we were deep, as I mentioned. Man, we never wavered and finished with the second-best record in the AFC, which was 13-3, got the number two seed, found a way. We beat Baltimore three times in that season. And won a championship. So got six Sticky Lombardi for the organization. Mm. The first organization to ever get six of them things. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, Diggs. Urich Diggs, thank you for that question. Next question. Okay, Brian Gregory. Has Pat P met Mel Blunt yet? I love to be on a fly on the wall when they see each other in the Steelers facility. Have your cameras ready. Now, before Pat P answered that question, Brian Gregory, go back and look at our feed. We had Mel Blunt on maybe about 2 years ago. Outstanding conversation, by the way. And at that time, I think Pat was with the Cardinals. So if you want to look at that conversation or listen to it, just go back to our feed. It was March of 2021.
Hey, that's when we was fresh out.
We're for no question. So we had Mel Blunt on at that particular time. If Brian, if you want to check it out, go back. It's in our feed. You can find it. But Pat P, have you met the legend. In person. Yes. In person.
Yes, 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 yes. I have met the legend in person. I'm going to tell you where.
You see how big he is?
Hello. I'm gonna tell you where I met him at.
Okay, okay.
In such a fitting atmosphere, such a fitting form to meet the great Mel Blount, the guy who kind of, well.
Yeah, he changed the game.
He did change the game.
He had his own rule.
But some people say, you know, Willie Brown, the old, you know, Willie Brown kind of invented the press. But when I want to say getting hands on guys at the line of scrimmage,
man.
He was a guy.
Man.
But
yeah,
I first met Mel Blount, and I can't remember the year. It was whatever year we played the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game. I okay. want to yeah, say that yeah, was yeah, 2016, yeah.
That's a Hall of Fame game.
If I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Eric, you might have to go back and pull that up. But whatever year that was, I met Mel, and we were just chopping it up on the sideline, and he was just telling me how much of a fan he was of me,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, how much he, admired my game, how we kind of, because at that time, I started to establish myself. I think I was in year five, year six at the time, had, you know, two or three all pros under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, I really just love the way, you know, you attack the game, like how you're not afraid of the competition. You know, it reminds me so much of, you know, how I was back in the day. And I just remember that conversation at the 40-yard line, 2017. So that was year seven, mm-hmm. year six for me. And I remember that conversation at the 40-yard lines right before the national anthem and all that stuff they doing, the introduction of all the new inductees. And I was like, man, that's big coming from, you know, the great Mel Blount, because as I consider myself a shutdown corner, a bump and run corner, that's something that he did. And for me getting the praise from him at that aspect, you know, in my career, and I still was considered, you know, a vet, but I was going into year six, so still kind of a young guy,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was big, you know, getting that praise from him. And now to be, you know, on a team that he actually had an opportunity to suit up for is awesome.
So you met him in 2017. Have you met him since becoming a Steeler?
No, I have not.
Not yet. Okay.
And I hear all the greats, all the.
Oh, they all. Yeah. Pat, they show up big time. Back.
Yeah. So yes. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. There's a lot of gold jackets that I get to be around for sure.
Oh, you're going to see them. You're going to see them. And they show you love. They rock and roll with you, man. Have you seen Joe Green in the facility yet?
Man, I haven't seen any greats just yet because, okay. You know, it's still early. You know, I may see some guys minicamp. They say a lot of guys start to come around doing minicamp because they know that's mandatory. Most guys on the team will be around. So that's what I hear. But I'm excited to meet all the Steeler greats, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just so happy to be, you know, associated with such a great organization. And, you know, not only a great, but a storied organization. They done it right from day one. And they got Lombardis, man, and they're going to give you an opportunity to win a Lombardi because they got the formula.
That's what you want. We got the six of them things. They shined up too in
all of them. All of them.
Yeah, they shined up. They shined up. But thank you once again, Brian Gregory, for the outstanding question.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.